It's a beautiful rocking chair, the kind of chair that would be perfect to relax in. There's plenty of people coming by to see it, but no one is taking a seat. The reason why is today's edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. In 2011, Jim Boland decided to build the world's largest wind chimes in Casey, Illinois. His family wanted to help draw visitors to their small town, and Jim's pipeline company had plenty of pipe to construct them with. It went so well, Jim decided to just keep going.
The next thing was a golf tee. One of the guys that worked for us was the president of the golf club at that time. He said, can you think of an idea that we can do to help spur the golf club, you know, because it's a small course.
The world's largest golf tee was soon constructed on the golf course. Jim says there was a lot of materials around town if you just had a creative mind to build with them.
We're trying to use recycled material. So I know a lot of telephone poles was being replaced around the area. So I got a hold of one of the power companies, and it happened so they was replacing about 70 miles of poles, and they was all Western red cedar. They told me I could have them all.
That material was used for many items, including a record holder that stands over 56 feet tall.
The rocking chair is made out of the used telephone poles and pipeline material, but inside the rockers is a steel skeleton. Yes, it rocks. It has to rock to get in the Guinness Book.
It's hard to take a seat in the world's largest rocking chair, but it's just across the street from the world's largest wind chimes and the world's largest
teeter-totter. Although it looks simple, was challenging because of making it to where whether it's 200-pound people on it or 50 people that totally weigh 5,000 pounds, you know, and being able to operate.
The town is home to over a dozen world's largest items, plus much more to see. Our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside in Casey, Illinois. I'm Andrew McRae.